You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And happy Easter! And do you have any fun plans or family traditions that you do at this time of year? Maybe you share a great meal with family or friends, or go on an egg hunt, or enjoy time outside, or maybe you have a special church program. But whatever you do, I hope you set aside some time to think and allow yourself to pray and feel peace and comfort from reflecting on the life of the Savior Jesus Christ. So recently, the Mormon Channel released a new music video for the Easter season that goes right along with our monthly theme of optimism. And the footage for the video is taken from the series 12 Steps to Change, and it's actually taken from step number 11, which tells the story of a single mom of two who allowed herself to succumb to a drug addiction that tore her life apart. She ended up in jail, and after participating in the recovery program, she was able to turn herself over to the Savior and find new life, forgiveness, and strength in Him. So it's a really great story, and the song that we chose to go along with this video is a beautiful, haunting rendition of the hymn, Be Still My Soul, sung by vocalist Jill Chipman, who joins us on the phone today from Arizona. Thanks for being here, Jill.
Yeah, this is so fun. Thanks.
So first of all, why do you think this time of year, Easter, is so meaningful for you and your family?
I love the opportunity to reflect on what kind of you mentioned in your intro about optimism and perspective. And I love that we get to focus on Jesus Christ's resurrection and that we can become new through Him and through repentance. And that any time that we have challenges or hardships, that through Him, we can be happy and that we can be saved and that we can have a new life. And that can start any day, daily, through repentance and through His grace and through His mercy.
Absolutely. It seems like we have this endless supply of second chances that the Savior gives us. So what do you think this song, Be Still My Soul, has to do with Easter and with the Savior?
I love the thought that just because we know that our Savior lived and died for us doesn't mean that we're immune to hardship and trials mm-hmm. and hard things in life. But what it does offer and what it does bring is the hope and the joy and the peace that we can get through life with Him as a friend and with Him as a companion and with Him as a guide, and that we can take each step each day with Him beside us.
Absolutely. And that whole idea that be still my soul, it's like a prayer or crying out to God to sort of calm our fears and calm our anxieties and our that are in our heart and our mind and really in our soul. And He's the vocalist or the person who was writing the lyrics knew that Jesus was the only one who could do that. And what were your personal feelings as you prepared this song to be recorded?
Well, I got to preview this beautiful scene of this single mom. And though I don't have the same trials that she does, I have felt days of loneliness and days of sadness. And I thought about what it means to me to have a testimony and what it means to me to know that my Christ lived and died for me and that He had much darker days, that He went through it all and that He knows exactly what I've been through. So I just tried to project in the first verse, there's minimal vibrato. It's very reflective and soft and quiet. And as this single mom, as you see her in her darkest hours, I tried to have my voice reflect that feeling. And then I start to warm up the tone in the second verse, adding a little more vibrato as you watch her try to make some changes in her life. And then the third verse, a beautiful part when we start to see the Savior and the pictures, then I try to emote the joy that I feel in knowing that I can get through hard things and that I can move towards returning to live with Him again.
Absolutely. And it's, I like how you said your tone and the warmth of your voice kind of changed as this woman, as we see her kind of gain more hope and more trust in the Savior as her life becomes closer to the light. And what do you hope viewers will take away from watching this video and listening to this song?
I think just exactly what, again, you said in the intro, that the optimism or the choice that we have to choose joy and to choose to follow Him, that's our work, that's our part, is to follow Him. And with that, that gives us peace and hope, and our souls are filled with joy and our souls are quieted, even amidst the turmoil and all the hardship that we have in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jill, for being willing to talk with us about this today. And if you haven't seen it yet, be sure to watch this new music video for Be Still, My Soul, featuring the lovely vocal stylings of Jill Chipman on the Mormon Channel. And share it with your family and your friends online. And we'd love to hear your comments on what this song and what this video means to you in regards to the Easter season. Well, our quote of the day comes from Elder Richard G. Scott, and he says, "Easter brings thoughts of the Savior, His life, His atonement, His resurrection, His love. He has risen from the dead with healing in His wings. Oh, how we all need the healing of the Redeemer that He can provide." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.